Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Birdland Today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today, your daily dose of all things Baltimore Orioles. I'm your host, Josh Soroka, and today I want to talk specifically about what could be one of the most exciting prospects who's having a disappointing spring with the Orioles, and it's frustrating because he's got opportunities this year, and that is Kobe Mayo. Now, before we get into Kobe Mayo, I want to remind you there's a new episode of Section 336 that dropped this morning as well, so make sure you go subscribe to that, listen to that. And we're working with Section 336 and the Mike O'Mara Show for an afternoon meetup at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. So if you would like to join me and Matt and others over at with an Oriole game, we're going to meet up on May 4th. We don't get into town that often, so we're excited that May 4th overlaps with both of our schedules. So Sunday, May 4th, also a giveaway. First 20,000 get a Gunnar Henderson Star Wars-inspired bobblehead. But you can join us in Section 344, I believe, by grabbing tickets over at section336.com and click on the little store icon at the top. And you can't miss it. $22 we're doing for tickets. So go on over there, purchase it. And once I get a good amount, a good number of who's going, I will purchase those tickets and send you your ticket. So please join me over there, tickets at section336.com, and click on the store. Now, let's talk about Kobe Mayo. Because Kobe Mayo is the story of a guy that shows flashes, shows potentials, but I'm starting to wonder if he is bust material. And I hate to say that, but let's talk about him. Kobe's got power. He's got potential. And he has a future in Baltimore, I think. But where does he fit and can he get it all together? Let's dive into his journey. He came from a Florida high school, star top prospect. Let's start there. All right, so Kobe Mayo was born in Coral Springs, Florida, December 10th, 2001. So what's that math? 24 years old. Growing up, he's a standout athlete like all these guys are. He played at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, which if you look that high school up, there's some serious baseball talent up there. Would you like to know some of the guys? Mike Caruso, Matt Fox, Jason Lizardo, Kobe Mayo, obviously, Sean Hachinko, Colton Walker, and a little guy you may have heard of, Anthony Rizzo. Anyway, in high school, Kobe was a physical force at third base. He's a 6'5" guy, quick hands, raw power. He was, like many of these kids, his senior season in 2020 was cut short by the pandemic. But he was already on scouts' radar as a power bat and a strong arm playing over at third base. He was projected as a first-round talent, but because of signability concerns, meaning teams thought he might stick with his commitment to the University of Florida, he slipped to the fourth round of the 2020 MLB draft. And that's where the Orioles pounced. They took him with the 103rd overall pick and paid him an above-slot bonus of $1.75 million to convince him to go pro instead of playing college ball. That's pretty normal. And I'll skip college for $1.75 million. No problem. Put that in a bank, and I can always go to college later with that money. So at the time, the Orioles were clearly stockpiling big-bodied, power-hitting infielders. Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, Mayo fit in this perfectly. So once he signed with the Orioles, they sent him to the minor league complex for development. I guess they say minor league complex. Really, that's Sarasota. That's where the minor league complex is. They work on him. And in 2021, he made his professional debut. Now, we look at some of his stats. Let's look at rookie ball in 2021. A 319 batting average with a 426 OBP and a 555 slugging. Five home runs and 26 RBIs in 26 games. Something to get excited for. He showed that elite plate discipline. He showed power. In 2022, he went and played high A Aberdeen and then got moved up to double A baseball. And he put up a 247 batting average, 326 OBP, 456 slugging, 19 home runs, 69 RBIs in 104 games. Nothing to be ashamed of. Great numbers. He really handled that progression well. Now, 2023. Started in Bowie, then he moved to Norfolk, a 290 batting average, 410 OBP, and a 564 slugging, with 29 home runs, 99 RBIs in 140 games.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
He is crushing the ball at every level. He has proven in minor league ball, he has proven that he is a major league ready bat. Now, that's where the problem comes in. He ranks among the top hitters in the Orioles farm system, and his exit velocities are high. So he seems like he's a legit middle of the lineup threat. But we got to find a spot for Kobe Mayo, and we need him to show up. We talk about all those bat numbers, but we gave him a chance. In 2024, he came up for 17 games with the Orioles. He made 46 plate appearances, and he got four hits to an abysmal .098 batting average, 22 strikeouts, four walks, and four hits, which were all singles. Disappointing. But he got a taste. So where does that leave us for 2025? Well, that's where we talk about where he's got to fit in. His natural position is third base, but we've got Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Ramon Urias. It's a little crowded. Maybe first base. Well, that's possible, but over there we've got Ryan Mountcastle and Ryan O'Hearn. So maybe DH? Sure, but I do like how the Orioles rotate the DH spot rather than a full-time DH. I like it as a rest. Maybe a corner outfielder spot? Maybe. Maybe first base? Maybe. Maybe a little third base? Maybe. His arm is strong. He's not really fast enough to be a great outfielder. So that's where we're at, is kind of looking at what the plan is. And I think it depends on injuries. Gunnar Henderson being hurt a little could help him make a role. If Mountcastle or O'Hearn struggles, that could open up a role for him. And if his bat produces, then the DH is a perfectly fine spot for Kobe Mayo. But Kobe Mayo needs to play well enough to get the call up. He crushed triple-A pitching. We've got that down. But he struggled in 2024. Small sample size. I get it. But here we go into spring training, and we want him to show that. We want him to show that he can play and that he's got the bat. He has 28 plate appearances so far with three hits, one walk, and eight strikeouts. His batting average right now in spring training is .115 with an OBP of .143 and a slugging of .154. That is not going to get it done. I feel like when I watch these games, when I check the box scores, I get excited to see Kobe Mayo get one hit because he's been struggling so much that – honestly, he's not going to make the team with the opening day. And it sucks because unless he gets hot, there's still 3 weeks left. So I'll hold off a little bit. But he is one of the best young power hitters in baseball. And his bat is ready for the majors. But he cannot put it together to make it. He shows it in AAA, but he has not been able to show it once he puts on the orange and black, once he puts in the Orioles uniform, whether it's at spring training or in the big leagues. And that's an interesting case with him because the door is wide open with Gunnar Henderson's injury, that there's a perfectly good spot for him, and he is playing out of it. So are we going to see Kobe Mayo this year? Yeah, we will. Will he bring the thunder? Bring that power? I don't know. And I'm starting to get concerned that maybe Kobe Mayo is going to be our first bust of this new generation. And that sucks. But then I look and I'm like, well, we hit with Adley. We hit with Gunner. We hit with Jordan Westberg. We hit with Colton Cowser. I got to assume we're going to hit with Jackson Holliday. Someone's going to be a bust. I hope it's not Kobe Mayo, but I'm starting to be concerned that at this point, it's Kobe Mayo. Anyway, that's it for today's episode of Birdland Today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and sign up for a daily newsletter. It comes out every day at 4 p.m. with the articles that I'm reading each morning, the articles that get me excited for Birdland, gets me excited for Orioles baseball. Let me know, where does Kobe Mayo fit on this team? Are you ready to call him up? Do you think he's going to be an impact player? Or do you think he's a bust? Let me know on Twitter. You can hit me up at Josh Soroka or at Birdland Sports. Go on there. Let me know. Rate, review, subscribe, share the podcast. Let everyone know. And until next time, I'll talk to you later, Birdland.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.